Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Let's have church. I hope everyone's doing well and having a wonderful week and excited about what the Lord is doing. I tell you, I am, and just want to thank Him for His many, many blessings and His love for each and every one of us. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. I know there's still people coming in, but we're going to go ahead and get started. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request this evening? Yes, Miss Tabitha. Absolutely, absolutely. And we know that victory, too. Praise God, who holds it. That's right. Anyone else on the right side with a spoken prayer request? Okay. Anyone on my left side tonight with a spoken prayer request? All right. Well, praise God. Praise God. Anyone from the roster? A
couple unspoken requests.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A young lady named Felicia needs a touch, an intervention.
Intervention?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you have an unspoken prayer request this evening, just show by raising your hand. Oh, God knows and sees each and every one. Brother Chris, would you lead us in opening prayer this evening, please?
Father, we love you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Come and we can worship you, Father God. We can come and we can bring our needs and our cares to you, Father God, Lord. And we know that you hear and you answer according to your will, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you in advance for the answer that's going to come, Father God. Lord, we just rest in your presence, Father God. We ask you right now just to take full control of this service, Father God. We ask you to move in a mighty way in this house, Father God. Lord, as we come in unity, Father God, in one mind and one accord, Father God, Lord, let us see miracles and let us see healings, Father God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Blessings, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do not only in this service, Father God, but in the youth service, Father God. And we thank you for moving, Lord. We thank you for reaching out to those that are hurting, Father God, for those with the unspoken prayer request, Father God. You know the need, and we ask right now that you just have your way, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And just as a reminder, I think it's even for me, as Brother Chris was praying about for the youth and the young people and their services and all that goes forward. There are other ministries that are going forward each time that we gather here, whether it be Sunday morning with the children's church or Wednesday evening with the teens and even the young Bible study classes the little ones have. We're so blessed to have those ministries, and I thank God for each and every one of them. And we're just going to ask Him just continue just to thrive, just to let His Spirit flow in each and every one. Praise the Lord. Well, while you're standing, turn to page 277. We're going to sing Redeemed tonight. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, trouble and sorrow have vanished away, I have been redeemed, yes Lord, oh I'm redeemed, my love divine, glory, glory, Christ is mine, all to Him, I now reside. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy. Now onward I go. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward, my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed. Glory, Christ is mine, all to Him, I now reside, I have been redeemed, precious indeed, my Savior to me, I'm redeemed, happy in glory, someday shall be. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. By love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him. I now reside. I have been redeemed.
I'm redeemed. Thy love divine. Thank you, Lord. Divine. Glory, glory, Christ be mine. All to Him I now reside.
Love you. Praise God. You may be seated if you can. I'm going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. What a wonderful 4th of July, and I hope everybody that was able to come and had a good feel of homemade ice cream. It was so good. We thank everybody. And they said the store-bought was good too, but I stayed over there. I'm like Brother Eddie. I stayed with the homemade stuff. Just love the Lord. So we get ready to take up this evening offering. Don't forget about our Wednesday night offering. It goes to the Good Samaritan Fund. And just ask the Lord, just continue to bless that. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering?
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, again for this opportunity to be in your household. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's come out this way, Lord. Bless all those who are not able to be here, Lord, whether they be sick in body, especially those sick in spirit, Lord. We know, Lord, you can show them love. And
yes, Lord. Amen. Called on some special singers now. We've got our family that lives up in Ohio. They're coming through. So Brother John, come on up if you'd get ready. And then Sister Lisa, if you come after him. And then Miss Tabitha. Praise God. We're just so glad to have y'all with us.
Bye.
Praise the Lord, y'all.
Praise the Lord.
God indeed. Glory.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
Awesome, Mike. How many of you don't know who Jesus is? I guess you all know.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you know that chorus? Do you know who Jesus is? You're about to find out. You can catch up with me, okay? Well, do you know who Jesus is? Well, do you know what the Bible says? That He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, do you know who Jesus is? Yeah, do you know who Jesus is? Yeah, do you know what the Bible says? That He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, do you know who Jesus is? Well, He's the first, He's the last, He's the future and He's the past. And I know who Jesus is. Well, He was dead, but now He lives. Peace and joy to us He gives. Yes, I know who Jesus is. And do you know who Jesus is? Oh, do you know what the Bible said? That He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Yes, do you know who Jesus is? Well, this same Jesus that walked on Galilee, yeah, this same Jesus, He set the captives free. Oh, this same Jesus made the lame man walk. Now this same Jesus can save your soul. You better watch, you better pray, you better live for Jesus on that day. You better watch, you better pray, you better live for Jesus every day. Now I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Yeah, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Now if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all tonight.
In the Holy of Holies, behind the heavy veil, sat the Ark of the Covenant, where the Most High dwelt. And only the High Priest could enter therein, to offer up the sacrifice for atonement of sin. But the veil was ripped in an instant, revealing that holy place. For on a hill nearby, on a rugged cross, just as the man prayed, now I can go into the Holy of Holies. I can be
and make my petitions known. Thank you. What powerful songs of worship tonight. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If you enjoyed those songs tonight, precious. Amen. Precious and powerful. And so very true. And so very dark. What? It's, am I? Is it me? I know eyesight's fading, but praise the Lord. Let there be light, and there was light. Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to see each and every one of you. It's a good crowd here on Wednesday night. Thoroughly appreciate that. Really, really makes your pastor's day. I appreciate it so very much. Just want to get right into the word of the Lord tonight, if we may. How many came to worship the Lord tonight? Amen. How many came because they just love Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, you're in the right place. If you love the Lord, you're certainly in the right place, and you're with people who love the Lord, and also people who love you, love one another. It's all about love. God is love. We're going to the book of Jeremiah tonight in the 20th chapter to begin with, and we just want the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us tonight. Amen. Isn't that what we desire tonight? Amen. To be led by the Spirit. In the 20th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, I want us to focus on verse number 9. I'm going to read verse number 9, and then we may backtrack just a little bit. But again, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. The prophet writes, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your anointing and for your presence. God, for your Spirit that we feel here tonight. For those who have gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray that we would be in one mind and one accord. Receptive, submissive, and obedient, God, to your word and to your will. Praying right now, God, that you would just anoint these lips of clay. God, just use this vessel tonight that you might get honor and glory. God, speak to our hearts tonight, God, that it might produce growth and edification into our spirit. And Father, we do remember those who stand in need of prayer tonight. Many are sick, many are afflicted. Some are traveling, Father, and we pray, God, for their safety. Father, we pray for the lost and dying in this world today. God, that you would bring them to an altar of repentance. And Father, we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. One more hand clap for Jesus, if you would, and you may be seated. Amen. Tonight, for a thought, I want to bring this message. When the flame becomes a fire. The flame becomes a fire. Jeremiah is in a predicament here. He's in a mess, as we might say, for obeying the Lord and preaching the Word of God. If you will read the preceding verses, he's basically ruffled some feathers here in Jerusalem. According to the Bible, Pasher, the son of Imer, the priest, who was also the chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. These things was the truth. These things was what God gave the prophet Jeremiah to prophesy to Jerusalem and to the city and also to the house of God. Now, the reason that it ruffled the feathers of these Peshar and Imer was that they had been prophesying, but they was prophesying according to what the people wanted to hear. How many knows that's not always what God wants to tell us? I would rather hear from God than man, hadn't you? At any time, rather hear from the word of the Lord. So they were prophesying pleasant things, even though they was disobedient and a stiff-necked people and had turned their back on God and began to stray after other idols and things. And the prophets there, or the priest of the house, was just consoling them and telling them basically what they wanted to hear, if I might use a term that would fit today, being politically correct with the congregation and just kind of letting them know that whatever they wanted to do was okay. Well, God had enough of it, and he sent Jeremiah the prophet. So Jeremiah the prophet went and he prophesied against Jerusalem, and he prophesied against the people. So now they have imprisoned him and put him in stocks. And so, you know, you might wonder, sometimes when you obey the Lord and things don't work out exactly like you thought they were going to work out, and you find yourself maybe in a situation similar to what Jeremiah was. Not that you've been imprisoned or not that you've been placed in stocks, but maybe you've been kind of blackballed by the people that you work with, or maybe even family members or even friends have turned their back on you because you obeyed the Lord and you taught or you preached or you ministered what God laid on your heart. So we get into that situation where Jeremiah, the great and mighty prophet, the weeping prophet, because he was weeping for Jerusalem, he was weeping for Israel, because he wanted once again to see the move of God. He wanted once again for the churches and the priests and all to turn their devotion unto Jehovah God. But it wasn't the case. But this mighty prophet experienced what many Christians and many preachers experience today. He got into a little pity party, and he began to feel sorry for himself, and he began to say, you know what, I'm just not going to preach anymore. I'm just not going to tell what the Lord has laid upon my heart. I'm just not going to mention Him, and I'm not going to mention His name. But before he could even get that sentence completely out, he began to say, but the word was in me as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. In other words, I could not keep quiet. Give me a group of people that is so full of the fire of God, so powerful, the Holy Ghost is working and ministering in their lives that they can't just keep it shut up. Amen? Got to tell somebody. Amen? It doesn't matter where you are, who you're with. If you get that fire burning within you, you're going to tell somebody about the love of Jesus Christ, about the life-changing experience that they can make in their lives when they come and submit their spirit and their soul to Jesus Christ. So again, he said, I will not mention the Lord or speak His name anymore. But God's word was in his heart as a burning fire. This message came to me, I guess, sometime back, and I just kind of passed it off and kind of thought, well, you know, that's that maybe that's just for me. But the Lord's been dealing with it, brought it back to my remembrance this week. Several months ago, when the weather started turning a little warm during the day, but still chilly in the morning. Can I get a testimony? Can I get a witness? Have you heard anybody say, you don't even know what to wear? You're cold in the morning, you put a sweater on, by the time you get back home, you're burning up. That's Georgia. That's Georgia for you. But during those days, we have some gas logs in our house. Sister Brenda, can I get an amen? And with those gas logs, you can turn this little the switch on and fire come up and it'll warm the place up, and then of course later in the day you can flip that thing off. Well, I came home one day and the switch was not working. Just flip the switch, no fire. Well, there's a message right there in there. Flip the switch, but no fire. So something was wrong. And I looked and the pilot light was gone out. You see, on the gas logs, there is a little pilot light, and you have to get really, really close and peer into there to see if that little blue flame is burning. Now, when you flip the switch, you don't have to get too close. Amen. When you flip the switch, you see the fire, and you feel the fire. But as we looked, the little flame was going out. So I worked with it. Finally, I decided that I'd go get the hair dryer and the blower. I finally got the blower. And blowed all the jets out and all that. And, you know, because trash and dust gets into the jets sometime and it chokes out the flame. Debris. Things that, whether we realize it or not, just accumulate. Not real bad things, not real big things, but it can cause the fire to go out. And it's really, now listen, as long as your pilot light is burning, all you got to do is flip the switch. Hello? But when your pilot light goes out, now that's going to take more labor. You're going to have to work with that thing, get that, because I could light the pilot light, but as soon as I let go of the knob, it would go out. Come on, that pilot light's go out. You got to really work with folks when their pilot light goes out. But as long as that flame is burning, and the Lord kind of dealt with me. He said, you know what? If you keep that flame burning, there's going to be times that that fire is going to build up in your spirit.
And I begin to think about that, and I'm testifying and witnessing and confessing myself, and if you agree, that's fine. If you don't, maybe it's never happened to you. But in my spiritual walk with God, there's been times when the fire was roaring. You know, the spiritual fire. Couldn't get enough of it. You know what I mean? Just loving God, just praising Him. But there's been times I had to check to see if the pilot light was still burning. And thank God that it was. I'm not talking about your pilot light going out. I'm just talking about maybe we hadn't flipped the switch enough. Because as long as that pilot light is burning, there's just a little bitty blue flame there. But when you want revival, when that flame becomes a fire, when you want to really get in touch with God, that flame can become a fire. And I began to think over my lifetime, Lord, what was it in my life that caused that flame to turn into a roaring, vibrant fire for you? And I realized it was a number of circumstances, a number of different things. And it doesn't affect everybody in the exact manner. Sometimes all it is just a certain song. I've seen some of you on certain songs. Boy, that pilot light goes and that fire kicks in. And praise God for that. That's wonderful. But then sometimes when we don't hear that song, or sometimes when we've had a hard week.
Hello?
And sometimes when the dust particles have interfered or impeded the flow of the Spirit, we come in and we have to check that pilot light. So I said, Lord, you know, reveal to me how to keep the flame going. How to keep the hunger alive. How to get that place in my life where I'm not satisfied with yesterday. I want today and tomorrow to even be more in tune with God and more in tune with His Spirit. Give me a spiritual hunger. And I realize that's basically what it is. Because the Bible says we have not because we ask not. If we knock and seek the Lord, God will give us the desires of our heart. Is there anybody in the house tonight that has found that the case when you get serious with God and you put your faith out there with prayer that God will meet your need and give you the desires of your heart? If He's ever done that for you, give Him praise. Amen. That's when the flame becomes a fire. That's when that Holy Ghost, that Spirit within us, automatically turns on. Amen. And we begin to feel the heat of the fire. And we begin to want to worship and praise and glorify God with all that we have. I begin to think about some factors, if you would, that sometimes causes that fire to kick in. I want you to understand that getting more on fire for God doesn't mean getting more saved. Do you understand that statement? You can still be saved. You can still be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. But you can be running on just a pile of light. Just a small flame. Just a little appeasement. Just a little enough to get by. But when you desire more of God, not more of His safety or His saving grace, but more of His power, getting closer to Him, getting in His will, following in His footsteps, doing what the Lord would have us to do. And God does speak to us. And God does desire that we get close to Him. And I believe He desires that we are active for Him in whatever capacity. We know that we're not all preachers. We know that we're not all teachers. We know that we don't all sing in the choir. We don't all do this different thing. But I am positive, according to the Word of God and according to the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that God has a purpose for each and every one that He saves, that He fills with His Spirit. Because when He fills us with His Spirit, how many knows what John Baptist said? I've indeed baptized you in water, but He that cometh after me baptizes you in Holy Ghost and fire. Glory to God. The fire causes activity. The fire causes you to be more outgoing in the Spirit of the Lord, to pray more, to seek more, to do more for the Lord. And I thought about these factors, and these apply basically to my life. Maybe they can be applicable to your life. maybe if you want and desire more of God, God will give you the desires of your heart. So what are some of these things? It means we get more active spiritually. Man, we can coast by. We can operate on the pilot light. But if we want the heat, if we want the combustion, if we want the fire moving in our heart, and that's what touches folks' lives when they see the fire in you. And when I'm talking about fire, I'm just talking about the overwhelming Spirit of God that is within you. There's an old song that says, "I'm bubbling, I'm bubbling, I'm bubbling night and day." In other words, that the Spirit of God just bubbles out so that it affects other people around you in your life. So factors that produce, and these are just few, and I'm sure that there's many, and I want you to understand, these are not the exact things that you have to do, but there's things that you can incorporate into your life that will produce more spirituality in your walk with God. Now, first and foremost, we have always known that these two factors always contribute to getting closer to the Lord. They work so well, they work so good, they're probably batting 1,000 because it always works, but they work so good, we don't do them on a continual basis. That's prayer and fasting. There's not a Holy Ghost-filled person alive today that can say anything negative about prayer and fasting. It does work. Can I get a witness? Prayer and fasting works. It's amazing. Sometimes we can't explain it. We can rack our brain. We can try to figure out situations. We can try to say, "Lord, what's my next move?" But when we get into an earnest prayer and fasting before God and sacrifice the food and the natural food for His spiritual food, how many knows in the house tonight that God will move, He will intercede, and not only give you the desires of your heart, amen, but He'll give you, amen, an enormous blessing when we prayer or incorporate prayer and fasting into our life. These are a given. These are something that each and every person ought to incorporate. I'm not telling you how or when, but I'm telling you they do work, and I believe we get a witness tonight that everyone who has tried that knows that it works. You want a closer walk with God? Start with prayer and fasting, first and foremost. But there's other things. And how many knows that things affect people differently? What might have an effect on some person might not really have an effect on another person. And God, being the great deity that He is, knows everything there is to know about us. So, in other words, don't try to be something that you're not. Amen. Just find what works and incorporate that into your spiritual work with the Lord. Here's one thing. I have noticed that when we are sick or afflicted, and there is a true desire for healing from God, then that fire gets ramped up. I'm speaking personal. There's times that really, I mean, when I need healing for myself or my family or my loved ones, I'm not satisfied. Do you understand? With just that pilot light, I need the fire of God. I need the healing. I need the anointing hand of God to touch me. And that's when I get really, really serious with God. And I say, "Lord, I need Your touch. Just a touch from You, Lord." And I know a touch from Him is going to minister healing into my body. And it produces such a close relationship with God. I don't know why we don't do it more. If we get that earnest expectation of faith and prayer when we're sick, why couldn't we do the same thing even when we're well? If we can, if we let that pilot light become a roaring fire. When the flame becomes a fire. Another thing that used to really, really excite me was during services or revival when a lost person got saved. Has anybody witnessed praying with a person when they accept Jesus Christ into their life? You can't help but get excited. If you're truly in the altar praying with a brother or sister and they come to a open confession of God and accept Him into their life, and the Lord just fills them with the baptism of the Spirit, amen, your pilot light ain't working if you don't feel fire. Thank God for that. And if that worked, shouldn't we have a desire to get more people saved and more people filled with the Spirit of God? Because not only does it change their life, but it lights our fire as well. One of the greatest experiences that I have had personally is to be standing side by side when somebody is born again into the kingdom of God. The old church that we used to be, we had some precious saints of God, and it didn't matter how long that they prayed in the altar, they was right there with them. And my grandmother was one. She loved to be with somebody when the infilling of the Spirit came upon them. And I don't know who shouted the most, the person receiving the Lord or my grandmother, but her fire got fired up every time somebody was born again. Dear Heavenly Father, give us that desire again to see lost souls saved and filled with the Spirit of the Lord. That's when that little pilot light should ignite to a full flame. Active in the gifts of the Spirit. It knows that the gifts of the Spirit was for the church. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. We're not going to go into the full chapter, but let's pick up with verse number 8 as the apostle writes here to the church, desiring that the church be active and functional in the gifts of the church, in the gifts of the Spirit. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, "Brother, I want to do something in the church." Be active in the gifts. You know, there's gifts other than being a minister, other than being an evangelist, other than being a pastor. There's all types of gifts in the Bible. Here's what the apostle said. For to one is given by the Spirit. Understand that the gifts come from the Spirit and not from the pastor, okay? I could speak over you all day long and that wouldn't qualify, but if it comes from the Spirit. And let me tell you, when it comes from the Spirit, that pilot light kicks in. You find your niche in the house of God, in the family of God. How many knows that we're all part of one body? One body, amen. And it says, the word of wisdom. How many knew that that was a gift? That's a gift that the Bible talks about, a gift of the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge. By a different spirit? No. By the same Spirit. Understand here, the same Spirit which is of God dishes out or doles out these gifts of the Spirit, amen, to be used and to be functional in the body of Christ. To another, faith. Amen. Faith. Faith is kind of like that pilot light. We got it. Because the Bible says every man is given, and woman too, is given a measure of faith. Can I see the hands of those who have received a measure of faith? Now, what do we do with that measure of faith? That's what I'm talking about when that pilot light becomes a fire, a flame. Glory to God. Using that little measure of faith and exercising that faith into bigger and better things. The gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Desire the gifts, but whatever gift that God places on your life, then don't say, "Well, I wished I'd had that other one. I'm going to get upset because God's not using me in this gift." Because the whole body works together. Amen. As he said, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also in Christ." So definitely, factors that produce spiritual combustion is active or being active in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, if you feel that you're not active or not blessed with one of the gifts of the Spirit, how many knows there's physical things that can be done in a church that produce blessing as well? Be active in the church ministry. When we say be active in the church ministry, the first response would say, "Well, I don't teach, I don't preach." It doesn't matter. There's still needs in the church. And when you get active, really active in some capacity in the church, not only do you feel more a sense of belonging, but your pilot light begins to ignite. And it begins to glow and begins to combust. Amen. And you feel like you're part of something and you're doing something for the kingdom of God. And let me tell you something. It's not to please man. It's not to please the pastor. But it's all about him. Amen. As the song was a while ago. It's all about him. Everything that we do, he gets the honor. He gets the glory. And we get the blessing. What a deal. Amen. So be active in the church ministry. Involvement in outreach and witnessing. Maybe you have a hesitancy about witnessing, but if you will practice witnessing, and some folks think when witnessing you got to know the Bible from lid to lid and you got to be able to quote scripture and all. Not necessarily. You know, somebody told me one time that people remember less what you say than what you do. In other words, they remember more about how you act or what you do. So if you do it in love and you witness in love, and I'll share with you my granddaddy. My granddaddy, before he became a pastor, before he became a minister, and before he got saved, he wasn't saved at an early age. In fact, he had a pretty rebellious background prior to that, insomuch that he would get on to his wife because when he would finally go to a church with her, he said the preacher would preach everything that he had done, and he'd get on to his wife and said, "Why have you been telling the preacher what I've been doing?" And she says, "Honey, I hadn't told the preacher nothing." So that was just the convicting power of God. But when before he got born again, and he was working what they call a shade tree mechanic. He worked at Goodyear, but he had a little place in his backyard, and he'd work on cars and things like that. And he said he always called this little preacher. Isn't that unusual? Sometimes the preacher can weigh 300 pounds, but they'll say, "This little preacher." I don't know how that got around, but this little preacher. But he always said, this little preacher would come around and have work done on his car. And every time he would tell my granddaddy, he said, "You are so talented. You have that talent to look under that hood and find the problem and work on the car. And you just doing such an outstanding job." And he said, "You know what? You'd make a great worker for the Lord." And he left it alone, just like that. He didn't come in and say, "You sinner, you going to hell." But he said it with love. He said, "You know what?" He recognized that my granddaddy was not saved. He recognized that my granddaddy was not a churchgoer. But he said, "You know what? You got potential. There's something in there that the Lord can use." And he would go away, and it would make my granddaddy feel good. Now, my granddaddy didn't go and get saved right away, but it made an impact on his life. He said every time the little preacher would come by, he said, "Man, you just ought to get in church. You'd just be a great worker for the church." That's witnessing. That's witnessing. Because he sowed the seed. And as he sowed the seed, then my granddaddy went to church and he heard the minister preach and he saw the love of the saints of God. He felt the faith of those who wanted to work with him in the altar. He received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He became a minister. He not only a minister, but he was pastored over 3 different churches. And it all may have started because some little person went by and said, "You know what? You would make a great worker for the Lord." And you say, "Well, that's not much witnessing." Hey, our little is much in the hands of God. Amen. God can take our little bit of witnessing, amen, and season it with grace. Amen. And souls can be won to Jesus. And isn't that what it's about, church? Isn't that what it's about? We want to get blessed. We want to have a good time. But we want to see souls won to Christ. So that also can cause your spiritual pilot light to burst into a Holy Ghost flame. Also, this works well too. And I know this is being done in our church now, and I thank God for that. But that's Bible studies and prayer. Prayer meetings and Bible studies outside of the church. How many knows it's all right to read your Bible outside the church? It's all right to group together and study the Word of God, to have prayer meetings. I'll tell you the flip side of that. My grandmother, when they started the church here in Villarreca, which was the little church down there, they had the ladies, and that's what they call later the Idabel Circle. And they would gather because most of the, and I'm not trying to make a sexist remark, but most of the men were working during the day, and the housewives, those that weren't working, would meet together right up here in the little back Sunday school room, and they would have prayer. And I believe with all of my heart that many of those little prayer meetings that those little sisters had really affected our church service, really affected our worship. Amen. You say, well, Brother Ed, that wasn't even about... Yeah, but the Spirit of God, when you do something for God, God will take it and He'll multiply it. So I encourage you to get together with your family, a Bible time, reading, Bible study, getting more of the Lord. Because, you know, you can't just get it all in the church service. If the church service is the only time that you open your Bible, you're missing out on a great opportunity, a wonderful opportunity to get more into the Word of the Lord. So Bible study and prayer groups will cause that spiritual pilot light to combust into a full-blown flame. And you know, here's the thing about it. We probably, in reality, are not going to be able to walk around on that spiritual high all the time. The reason is because we're in the body of flesh. But just don't let your pilot light go out. Just don't let that pilot light go out. Because it's very, very difficult then to get you energized again, to get you started again. But as long as that pilot light is glowing, that little blue flame letting you know, amen, that it's getting plenty of fuel, all you got to do is flip the switch. These are some of the things that flip the switch. Maybe some of the things that I have not mentioned, maybe you can incorporate into your life. Maybe there's certain things. You know, I mentioned songs and things like that, that really make us feel good. But if the Lord has ever healed you, if He's ever touched you, you have a wonderful testimony that you can give. And that testimony, when you give it and give all honor and glory to God, can cause that little flame, amen, to blow up or go into a big, full-blown fire. And that's what I want. I want to be on fire for God everywhere that I go, not just in service. Amen. But every day of my life, Lord, I want that spirit to burn within my heart. I want to have such a hunger that I can't get enough of you. And finally, last but not least, and I was hesitant about mentioning this, and I said, well, no, because the Bible talks about the foolishness of preaching. But lastly, sermons, when anointed, amen, can fan the flames. Can fan the flames. And thank God for our ministers who preach anointed messages of God. You know, understand, when we get in the pulpit, we're not here to entertain. We're not here to really make you feel good. Amen. It wasn't the feel good that made me that go to an altar. It was the feel bad. It was the convincing that I was lost. And I might miss out, or would miss out if I didn't get my life changed. The conviction is what brought me to an altar, and thank God for that. But sermons are designated, amen, to let the sheep, amen, grow, and let the ones who are not sheep yet be birthed, amen, into the Spirit of God or into the house of God. In other words, to save the lost. To fill those who are saved and filled with the Spirit, to bless them and anoint them. That's the reason I've told people that you just can't pick out a message or a sermon that's going to feed the flock. It has to be anointed from God, because God can take the foolishness of man and cause it to be productive to each and every person. And I can't explain how that happens, but God knows. Amen. When the sermon is anointed, the message is anointed, it will meet the desires of the congregation and of the flock. So it can fan the flames. Amen. Revival. We're having a revival next month. Hopefully a wonderful time. You know, a revival is not only to revive the church, but a revival is also to bring people in, amen, and hear the Word of God. And hopefully we'll have some folks filled with the Spirit of the Lord during this time of revival. So keep your spiritual pilot light burning, and let the Word of God in these ways, these factors, or maybe some factors that you come up with on your own, let them, amen, fan the flames to let that burn go on and on and on. Thank God. I want to feel every day like I felt when I first received the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. You say, Brother, that's a hard thing to ask. Not really. Not really. Not as long as we have that hunger for God. And I want that hunger for God. And I want the church to have that hunger for God. So whatever it is that lights your fire, amen, continue to do that. Get in the Word, prayer, fasting, all of these other things. Incorporate them into your life. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for coming out on a Wednesday night. If you would stand, we open up the altar tonight. If you have a need, if you have a prayer request, whatever the situation may be, understand that this altar is open. This altar is open at all times. We'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. Is there anyone tonight?
Some of you gather around if you would.
Lord, as we come tonight. Father, as we anoint this month, God, on behalf of her son, Father, I know, God, that you can touch and heal him completely. Father, we're reaching out to you right now, believing, Lord, for a miracle. God, touch him, God. Lord, I pray that you would touch him from the top of his head, God, to the sole of his feet, to heal him right now. God, and to touch him. God, to fill him with your spirit, Lord. God, right now, let it fill him up. Let it fill him with passion. Let it fill that healing virtue right now. In the precious, holy name of Jesus. Father, we call it done in your name. Yes, Lord. Lord, that he might be made whole this very hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise your name. Praise your name. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father,
oh my Lord,
God, as we anoint this month, right now, God, on behalf of James, you know where he is. You know what he's facing. God, you know what's in his heart. Father, I pray, God, that you would humble him now with your spirit. God, speak to him. God, save his soul, Lord. God, stir his heart up right now. Lord, as we pray, faith, Lord, believe it for a mighty miracle in James' life. Touch him, Lord. Touch him right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reach out to him, Lord. Reach out to him. Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Yes, sir. God. What a precious God. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Burning, don't y'all?
Amen.
Praise God. All right. God bless you. Brother Jim, if you would.
Amen. Amen. Oh, let's just give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. We just love and praise. I tell you what. You know, the Lord's present at all times. Wednesday night service.
Yes.
It's not just Sunday mornings or Sunday nights, but God is, he's available at all times. And as it was mentioned earlier, His Spirit is with us. We just praise His name. All of you watching online know that we love Him. And we're praying for you. And we ask that you'll keep us in your prayers. But if you have a special need, please place it in the comments. And we'll definitely pray with you. And we're just lifting your name up to the Lord. Because it's not about us. It's all about Him. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful service. We just love the Lord. And This is the way to start off to prepare for revival. As Brother Eddie mentioned it, if you don't know the dates, I don't have them up here in front of me.
August 23, 24, 25.
23, 24th, and 25th of August. Invite somebody. Let's start making plans. If your calendar's like mine, you need to go ahead and mark it in so you can make preparation for it. So I know God's got a mighty move. And also, want to invite each and every one of you back to our service Sunday. And don't forget Sunday school. All righty. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, we'll be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. Lord, we just want to praise your holy name. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to feast on your word this evening, dear Lord, for allowing us to feel your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, your presence. Dear Lord, as we open up our hearts and our minds to you, dear Lord, we thank you for your blessings, for your provisions, for your healing, for answering these prayers that have been brought forth, dear Lord, those spoken and unspoken. And, dear Lord, also for those that are watching online, whether now live or at a later date, may they feel your holy presence, dear Lord. May they know your name, Jesus. May they know exactly what we need from you, dear Lord, and just allow ourselves to let you be our Lord and Savior. Lord, again, thank you for our pastor and his ministry. And, dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Praise God. Praise the Lord.